Frosted Blooms vs. Azul vs. Sagrada in 2026. Which beautiful abstract should you buy? Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy Azul for the cleanest rules, strongest shared market tension, and a classic that reveals sharp play quickly. Buy Sagrada when colorful dice and private window constraints are the attraction. Buy Frosted Blooms when you want a newer garden tableau that combines landscape placement with card-driven scoring and gentler visual storytelling. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, Board Game Geek discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice, generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer, which Frosted Blooms vs. Azul vs. Sagrada should you buy? Buy Azul for the cleanest rules, strongest shared market tension, and a classic that reveals sharp play quickly. Buy Sagrada when colorful dice and private window constraints are the attraction. Buy Frosted Blooms when you want a newer garden tableau that combines landscape placement with card-driven scoring and gentler visual storytelling. The verified purchase path in this guide is Frosted Blooms on Amazon, Azul on Amazon, Sagrada on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard, it is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Frosted Blooms vs. Azul vs. Sagrada actually play? Frosted Blooms runs 10 rounds of landscape selection and card play, building tulip patterns, enclosing spaces, and converting garden features into scoring. Azul drafts every tile from shared factories, with leftovers pushed to the center. The elegant rules make denial and timing immediately visible. Sagrada drafts colored dice into a constrained window grid, balancing shade, color, tools, private goals, and public scoring. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop, the moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Azul is shared market tactics. Sagrada is constrained dice adaptation. Frosted Blooms is landscape and card composition. They all create beautiful personal boards, but the information and risk enter through different doors. Across Board Game Geek and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Classic Azul, best first abstract for a competitive mixed skill table. Fresh Frosted Blooms, best new garden puzzle and gentler visual experience. Dice Sagrada, best for tactile dice drafting and variable personal constraints. Try name the interaction level. A peaceful looking box may still be a denial game. Stop one abstract can carry years. Buy another only when it supplies a distinct drafting texture. The stopping rule matters. Azul can be meaner than its ceramic beauty suggests because denial is central. Sagrada adds dice variants and tool card exceptions that some gateway players find fiddlier. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner finish legal patterns. A modest completed line beats a beautiful plan that spills penalties. Regular, draft the market, not your board. Read what opponents must take before selecting your own attractive option. Advanced, build flexible scoring intersections. Make one placement satisfy multiple likely goals. Expert, control the ugly turn. The best move may decide who absorbs the market's unavoidable waste. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, use shallow trays and strong overhead light. teach one scoring round with sample pieces. In Azul, show the center penalty. In Sagrada, demonstrate adjacency restrictions. In Frosted Blooms, show how a landscape piece and card combine before discussing endgame bonuses. Solo, Sagrada and Frosted Blooms include solo-friendly puzzle value depending on edition and mode. Azul's classic appeal is its human drafting pressure. Verify the exact box's solo rules before buying specifically for solo. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts, set up surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Frosted Blooms is a new 2026 release. Its long-term meta is still young. Azul can be meaner than its ceramic beauty suggests because denial is central. Sagrada adds dice variants and tool card exceptions that some gateway players find fiddlier. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, additions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions corrected before checkout. Azul is not multiplayer solitaire. Denial and forced penalties matter. Sagrada's dice do not remove planning, but they do require flexible plans. Frosted Blooms being new does not make it an Azul replacement. Its card layer changes the job. The record date is July 28, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Frosted Blooms versus Azul versus Sagrada Azul remains the universal first buy. Frosted Blooms is the fresh 2026 pick for a group that wants less direct cruelty and more garden composition. Sagrada is best for players who enjoy adapting to dice and variable constraints. Do not let beauty hide the interaction level. Azul is the knife. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options: Frosted Blooms on Amazon, Azul on Amazon, Sagrada on Amazon. Final verdict: Azul remains the universal first buy. Frosted Blooms is the fresh 2026 pick for a group that wants less direct cruelty and more garden composition. Sagrada is best for players who enjoy adapting to dice and variable constraints. Do not let beauty hide the interaction level. Azul is the knife. Frequently asked questions: which is easiest, Frosted Blooms, Azul, or Sagrada? Azul has the cleanest teach, though its competitive edge appears quickly. Which is least mean? Frosted Blooms is the gentlest broad recommendation. Azul has the strongest denial. Which is best for two players? Azul is sharp and excellent at two. Sagrada is better when direct denial feels unpleasant. Is Frosted Blooms like Azul? Both create colorful patterns, but Frosted Blooms adds landscape pieces and card-driven scoring over 10 rounds, which has the most variability. Sagrada's dice, window patterns, tools, and goals create substantial setup variability. Which should I give as a gift? Azul for a broad audience, Sagrada for a dice lover, and Frosted Blooms for a garden or floral theme fan.